The sex fiends. We all are. God. The sex fiends. I go to this rehabilitation center with my sister, he said. And the sex fiends all sit together. They're all guys 5 feet tall or under. And this one guy, they call him the rabbit. Well, the rabbit's problem is that he propositions every woman he sees. He just walks up and asks them to go to bed with him. I think that's very honest, I said. Some very greasy characters use the roundabout approach. Maybe so, he said, but it's still gotten the rabbit into trouble. In fact, he said, the rabbit saw a woman at the center and he walked up to her and said, "Will you go to bed with me?" And the woman said no, and the rabbit said, "I'll give you a dollar." Then all the sex fiends went into this room to masturbate. And the rabbit was working away when the therapist walked in and he tried to rape her. "Yeah, yeah, what happened?" "Oh, she just pushed him off and walked out." "By the way," I asked, "what were you doing there?" "Oh," he said, "I'm a sex fiend. I go every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Do you want to come with me next week?" "I ought to," I said, "but I like to sleep late in the mornings." I heard somebody say, "funky old guy." You know, don't you think that's a little outworn expression? Not old guy, but the other part, funky. I mean, we ought to drop that funky, you know, like groovy and all that. God, I'm getting nasty now. I had a couple beers. I'm trying to, yeah. God, I'll be ridiculous before this thing is over. You really like, am I getting ridiculous? Okay. Not yet. Not yet. I'm working on it. All right. This is not a prop. It's a necessity.